We thank the Lord for the springtime and the beautiful green that we see. Appreciate God's goodness and mercy to us all. I'd like to look in the book of Psalms, 51st chapter. Psalms 51, this is David repenting of his sin when he had gone after Bathsheba. Verse 3, he says, "For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me." And I'd like to read verse 6, says, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." I was just thinking about how David, we know David had a grievous mark, a grievous sin in his life, but he turned to God with all of his heart. He repented, and he asked God to create in him a clean heart and renew a right spirit within him. And I was thinking about restoring, renewing, and how God can do that for us in our life. And I think about how, you know, there in Jeremiah where he told him to go down to the potter's house, and he saw a lump of clay that marred in the potter's hands, and how the potter didn't cast that lump away, but he refashioned it and remolded, and he made a new vessel out of that clay that had marred in the potter's hands. And I think about how sometimes there's failures in life. Sometimes we have spiritual wrecks on the highway of life. And I think about how God is able to restore in those times. If we have a prayer of repentance, we acknowledge our failure, we acknowledge our transgression, and we pray to God, He can renew a right spirit within us. He can. When I started thinking about the word renovate came to my mind. Renovate, we all know what renovate means, especially I've done a lot of remodeling through the years. And houses get old, you know, things run down, and renovation is coming in, and you're taking out the old, you're taking out the bad, and you're restoring new things inside. And it's amazing, they was telling us about Stephen Bell's barn. I guess that barn's about 100 years old, and he had pictures before and pictures after. And it's amazing how something that looked like it just dilapidated, you know, not worth much, but how things can go in there, the broken be taken out, the new emplaced, and it can be restored, and it can have a purpose and a design. And God can do the same way in our lives. He can restore. He can renew us. And it's not only on failures. We need it on failures when we fail and come short of the grace of God. We definitely need renewal. We need to be restored, and that's always God's will, is to restore, to bring to a place of repentance and to restore. That's always His will. But I think, too, even the cares of life, the responsibilities of life can sometimes sap our strength, can wear us out, you might say, and tire us out. But you know the Lord is able to renew our spirit within us. If we will look to Him and call upon Him for renewal, and sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we just need to be renewed in our hope, in our faith, our outlook, in our what God has for us. We want to be, the Lord can renew us and help us. There's another familiar scripture in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah 40 and verse 26, he said, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?" So what is this saying here? Jacob and Israel, that's the people of God. That's the called of God. He says, why are you saying, my way is hid from the Lord and my judgment is passed over from my God? This, it was like they were losing their hope. They were losing their confidence. It's like the Lord doesn't know about me. But the Lord does know about us. He knows where we're at. He knows what we go through. He knows our struggles, our conflicts. In verse 28, he says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." The problem is that you and I get weary sometimes. We get tired, and I don't know. I'm not all that old, but I can sure tell a difference between my 50s and my 40s. I come to the end of the day and I don't have the stamina to work into midnight or around the clock. I've done that a few times, work around the clock. I didn't fare too well with that back then. But I definitely can't fare too well with it now. But we're faint. There's another verse that said, by strength shall no man prevail. In other words, by our own power, our own strength, our own wisdom and understanding, we'll come short. That's why we need God. He said, "He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." I remember we lived there at Guthrie, and I was working at the school. And I remember I was in my study one morning, and the Lord really encouraged me with a lesson. I heard this squawking going on in our backyard, so I looked up, looked out the window. I had a little window there in my study. It was in the garage there. And I saw the neighbor's rooster came over to our yard. And my rooster was a squawking, carrying on, and the hens, they were all big commotion in the chicken community.
It's kind of like sometimes in the human family, huh? Things get riled up. And anyway, that little rooster flew into my chicken pen. And we had Rhode Island Reds. We were collecting eggs. We had a little shed there collecting eggs. But my rooster was probably twice the size of that rooster. Our rooster was just big. He was filled out, and their rooster was kind of maybe half the size or a third of the size, something like that. But I watched them. You know, they fought, and pretty soon my rooster got on top. And I went outside and I was watching, and I could see that little rooster. He finally closed his eyes. He closed his eyes. He gave up. And I was really, really touched by that, because I saw that point. I took the fence. I knocked my rooster off of him. I lifted the fence up, and that little rooster shot out underneath that fence. And the Lord spoke to me there. He showed me something. That little rooster, he still had life. But he gave up. He lost his courage. And he lost his hope. But there was still life there. And the Lord impressed that upon my heart and my mind. You know, sometimes we get into scrapes. We get into things. We get in trouble in life. We get into difficulties. Maybe sometimes they're our own fault. Sometimes they're not. And it's easy for us to almost give up in our heart, in our spirit, to just kind of whatever happens. We kind of just succumb to our lot, our circumstances, whatever it might be. And that's what was happening here. He said, "Why are you saying, Israel and Jacob, that my way is hid from God, that God doesn't see, God doesn't know, God doesn't understand?" It says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength." You know, the Lord knows when we get faint. He knows when our might, our strength is low. And He can renew. He can refortify. Verse 30, He said, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Now I want to notice that word "wait." It said, "They that wait upon the Lord." I looked that up. And it has to do with binding together. By twisting, to expect, look for, tarry for, wait for. And I believe that's important for us to do, to bind ourselves up with God, to twist ourselves together with Him. An expectation and looking to Him, hoping in Him. It says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." God can renew. And I think about that word "renew" and looking it up. It says to change, to spring up, to go on forward. To go on forward, to renew. To go on forward, to sprout, be over, pass through. So God can do that for us. He can renew our faith, our hope, our confidence,
He can renew our homes. He can renew our life to give us strength in the things that we need to carry on and be what He wants us to be. He doesn't want us to get discouraged and just say that God doesn't care. My way is hid from the Lord. But He wants us to look up to Him and to be able to have our strength renewed. I remember Brother Salmons told about a dream one time that he had, and it was like he was holding on just barely to a little bitty. There wasn't nothing there hardly for him to hold to in his life. He was just giving up, and that may have been the time when he got saved. I'm not for sure. But sometimes it feels like that way in life. It feels like maybe we're forsaken of God and the Lord's not helping us in our situation. But I want to encourage us to wait upon the Lord to renew our strength and to renew our help. And you know, when you're renewed, you know, when you look at something and you're faint, what kind of outlook do you have? You ever look at a project late at night after a hard day's work, and you look at a project and you think, "Oh man, we went over to James and Trisha's yesterday to spend some time with them, and Kent and Megan were there, and Kara and her family came over. Anyway, we got up the next morning, and I don't know. James has had a lot on him. It's been a job change. I mean, he's been going to the jail. It's been a real adjustment. Anyway, Trisha had shutters for him to put up on the house. On top of that, their plumbing wasn't working right. They had a leak, and then later on it was brought to his attention that something on the house was coming off, and it was just hanging up there by one screw. And I could just see, and I just saw that he had quite a load. And things can mount up like that, and when we're weary and things, they look overwhelming, they look insurmountable. But when we're renewed, you can look at the very same thing and have a total different perspective and outlook. You can look at it with strength. And it may look like a big job, it may look like something that's difficult, but God can help us to tackle the problems. Brother Galen mentioned, I believe, last night, he looked at all, and sometimes it's just a simple, you know, I don't know what it is about our mind, but I'm this way. Many times I'll think of the worst or the hardest thing or the most complicated, trying to figure out a problem, when sometimes we really need to start with the simple things. And that's what happened on him, on his job. He had done all this stuff, and then he realized it was just a little simple thing. I don't know. I'm that way. It seems like I get, you know, things that it's difficult, complicated, but sometimes it's just a little simple thing that we need to look at that needs our attention and help. And God can help us. He can restore, renew our vision, our help, our strength, and give us what we need. I want to go to Romans, the 12th chapter. I want to get a thought here. Romans 12. He said, I beseech you, in verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present Your body is a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I was thinking about this in connection with renovating. He said, be transformed or changed, metamorphosed by the renewing of your mind, by the thoughts that we allow in our mind. And in connection with renovation, sometimes we have to get rid of the old. The old thoughts that is producing discouragement, that's producing lack of faith, that's producing, that's stealing our zeal and our victory, that's bringing defeat. We need to get rid of our old thoughts and allow the Lord to renew our mind. And He can do that when we're twisted together with Him, when we're looking to Him and leaning upon Him. He can renew our mind. And there's such a difference between a renewed mind and a faint mind. There's a great contrast, a great difference. And God wants us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. There's another verse, Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 and verse 22, he says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, there's something about we're creatures of habit. We like to park in the same place. We like to sit in the same spots. We like the security. We just get used to it. We're kind of like those cows that come in for the milking. We have a stall to go into. My horses have got paths across our pasture. They just, where there's no grass, because that's where they walk over and over. We're creatures of habit. But it's the same way in our minds. We develop patterns, habits of the way that we think. And many times those are after the old man. Many times those are after our personality or the way that we were raised. And we've got to renovate sometimes. We got to go in and I'm renovating my garage. I'm in the process of renovating my garage. Not repainting and all that stuff. I'm just getting rid of the old. I've got stuff that is dysfunctional that I hold on to. I think, well, I might need this someday. I might need this somewhere up the road, and it doesn't work. Or I've got things that someday I'm gonna fix this. And it sits in my drawer and it doesn't get fixed. And 1 year rolls around, another year rolls around. And it just accumulates. And it's wearing. You know, I don't know about you, but me, when I go into my garage, if my garage is neat and orderly, you know what it makes me feel like inside? It feels like I can do something. I've got room to work. There's not a lot of clutter. I've got my bench is cleared. I've got it all cleaned off nice. I've got room to work, and it makes you feel like working. But how do you feel? This is the way I feel. Maybe you don't. But if I go in there and my bench is completely covered, and I've got this over here that needs attention, that over there needs attention, and things are just in the way and broken down, you know, my energy level just decreases just by looking at it. And then sometimes I feel overwhelmed, because where do you start? Where do you start? There's so much there. It's even hard to get started. But you know, if you just take one little thing And you start to work on it and you get it. And we can do that in our minds. Lord, these thoughts that are producing defeat, these thoughts that bring discouragement, it's a pattern. It can become a pattern to us. A habit. Our mind is going down the same path. Lord, help us to rebuke that, resist that, get out the old. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I believe the Lord can help us to do that. He can help us to be renewed. If we'll lean upon Him, be twisted together with Him and look to Him, He can help us to be renewed. And it makes such a difference. Oh, there's a great contrast and such a difference when we're renewed. I wanted to get 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. In the 17th verse, he says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And he goes on in verse 16, he says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." I'm thankful today that we can be renewed, we can be renovated, we can be restored in our heart, in the spirit of our mind. That gives us hope, and God has had to do that for me many, many different times. If we never got renewed, we wouldn't be here. If we couldn't get restored, we wouldn't be here. But the Lord is faithful. I believe there's one scripture that talks about the earth being renewed. And hasn't He done that with the spring? You know, when the rains that we've had lately and I tell you, my fruit trees have bloomed out. My cherry tree this year, I think it's probably the first, I don't know. My cherry tree really bloomed out this year. All of them did. The peach trees have bloomed. The apple trees in the front, they bloomed. So hopefully I'll get some good fruit. But the Lord renews the earth. He sends refreshing. One place it talked about times of refreshing from the Lord. He renews the face of the earth. And I'm thankful today that He renews our soul and our spirit. And He can change. And I believe that's what He had here. He calls His affliction a light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Sometimes when we just see things from our own human perspective, they can be very, very difficult, very overwhelming. But He says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And the inward man is renewed day by day. So let's allow our hearts and our minds to be renewed in God, to be renewed, our faith, our hope, our outlook, our vision. We want it to be renewed in God. We don't want it to allow it to be just a discouraged hope, a giving up of just a like that rooster just gave himself to his circumstances. He gave up. God can renew us today and give us new strength and help. And I thank the God. He can renew our purpose in life. He can renew our purpose in our life. Anyway, I appreciate your attention this morning. And if we need renewal, hold on to God for renewal. And look to Him and just say, Lord, and David prayed that way. He said, renew me, renew my spirit, renew my relationship, renew my walk with you. And isn't it wonderful that God is not willing that any should perish? When we failed spiritually or when we're weak and we're faint, God is always wanting to restore and renew and to help us. And I thank that. I thank God for that. I remember Brother Sammons one time made a message, a statement, a message. He said, a discouraged preacher is not very is not very valuable. A discouraged minister is not very valuable. But you know, that's true to all of us. If we're discouraged, then we just succumbed to our lot in life, and we're losing that hope and that faith. We're not going to be much of a blessing or help to anybody. But if we can be renewed in our spirit, other people can be renewed also. And thank the Lord for His desire and ability to want to renew us.